Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort and my affliction. Affliction may be your disease, your pain, or your bondage. For thy word has quickened me. Quickened means revived me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remembered thy judgment of old, O Lord Yah, and have comforted myself. Comfort means to console. Horror has taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Forsake means to leave or abandon thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. Pilgrimage means journey, your crusade, or again, in your bondage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord Yah, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had because I kept precepts. Precepts are your laws and your truths. I have read to you from Psalms 119, verses 49 through 56. Let's have a reading, or let's have a prayer before we go into a reading of Jeremiah chapter 27. You may say your prayer as I say mine. Our Father in heaven, holy is your name, creator of all things. We, your lost sheep, humble our mind and body as we come to you in prayer and thanksgiving for all the blessings you have given us, even when our conscience reminds us of our hurt, shame, and guilt. Thank you, Father, for your New Testament given to Jesus, or Yahweh, which is the shedding of his blood for the remission. Remission means forgiveness of our sins. You can find that in Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. Thank you for giving us lost sheep, sane, sound mind, and excellent health, as well as keeping natural and all disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. In Yahweh's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus, amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. You can read that in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, so get your three P's handy. That's your pen, paper, and pencil, just in case I say something or give a chapter that you might want to remember. Tell me, pastors, where in the Bible does it tell you to keep Sunday holy? I've only been reading this Bible carefully for the last 4.5 years. So if there's any pastor out there that can tell me where it says to keep the Sunday holy, I will need to see that for myself so that I will not tell the few sheep that I have listening to me something wrong. I want to be right because I've caught enough hell down here on earth. And when Jesus comes, I want to go with him. I have been reading in a book called The Fourth Dilemma. And it's by, I will spell his name for you because I cannot pronounce it. I can try to pronounce it, but it may not be correct. His first name is spelled P-I-E-T-E-R. It's almost like Peter. The second name is spelled E-R-E-N-S. I want to say Erens, but I'm going to leave that alone. And then the last name is spelled B-A-R-K-H-U-I-Z-E-N. I want to say Berkhuizen. On page 36 of his book, I want to read starting at the bottom. Because, like him, I am searching for when should we worship our Father in heaven, on a Sunday or the Sabbath. Now, I was taught in school years ago that Constantine, the Roman Emperor, changed Saturday worship to Sunday because he was in a war and he prayed to our Father in heaven. And when he prayed, he saw a lot of crosses. And so what he had his army to do was put crosses on their shields when they went into battle, and they won. And from that, Constantine changed Sunday worship, or in fact, the young men, the book that I'm about to read tells you that the Laodicean Council changed Saturday worship to Sunday worship. So, page 36, I'm going to start reading in the last paragraph, and hopefully I'll read this quickly because I need to get to reading Jeremiah chapter 27. Now, last Sabbath, I read Jeremiah chapter 26. I want you sheep to read over that yourselves. There must have been something very important in chapter 26 of Jeremiah because all of a sudden, my voice was very hard for me to speak. So I didn't understand what that was about. Let's start reading. I'm going to start reading from the fourth dilemma where this young man is trying to find out whether or not we should worship on Saturday or Sunday. He says, the pagan practice of sun worship gave us the word Sunday. Historical records show that Sunday served as a pagan day of worship ages before the resurrection of Christ. A number of reasons some church leaders during the 4th century stressed the practice of worshiping on Sunday to make Christianity more comfortable for converts from paganism. Since many of the Romans who joined Christianity were sun worshipers, church leaders instructed them to observe Sunday in honor of the risen sun instead of the risen S-U-N. Well, when he's talking about the risen sun, I remember I have a very smart cousin who taught me about Isis. And her son, the way he was born, her husband's body was cut up and spread in all parts of the world. I think, and she found all the parts of his body except for one, and she conceived miraculously. You know, she gave birth to a son. So that's the son that they are worshiping. Therefore, Sunday worship gradually supplanted the true Sabbath. I brought myself a copy of the Converts Catechism of Catholic Doctrine at a social bookstore because I wanted to research the matter myself from a recognized Catholic document. Notice I found on page 15, question, which is the Sabbath day? Answer, Saturday is the Sabbath day. Question, why do we observe Sunday instead of Saturday? Answer, we observe Sunday instead of Saturday because the Catholic Church in the Council of Laodicea, A.D. 336, transferred the solemnity from Saturday to Sunday. So now you know the reason why people do not worship on Saturday is because the Catholic Church changed that date. Now, let's get to Jeremiah chapter 27, today's lesson, the symbol of the bonds and yokes. Let's read, starting at Jeremiah chapter 27, at the verse 1. In the beginning of the reign, reign means rule, of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, came this word unto Jeremiah from Yah the Lord, saying, thus said Yah the Lord to me, make thee bonds. Bonds are chains and shackles, and yokes. Yokes are collars and harnesses and hitches. And put them upon thy neck, and send them to the king of Edom and to the king of Moab. Sheep, I want you to look up the names of these countries and see what their complexion is. Edom, I have been told, are white people. Moab, I've been told, they are the Chinese people. And the king of the Ammonites, those are the Ethiopians. And to the king of Tyrus, I don't know where that, I've not been told about that. And to the king of Zion, don't know about what nationality king of Zion is. By the hand of the messengers which come to Jerusalem unto Zedekiah, king of Judah. Now, I want you sheep to go back and reference Jeremiah chapter 24, verses 6 through 9, through to the king of Zedekiah. He was the king of Judah. I feel like I want to burp. Excuse me, I apologize for that. I cannot help it. Verse 4 of Jeremiah, chapter 27. But before I go there, I want you all to know that Zedekiah was the king of Judah, and he disobeyed this prophecy. And this is why I believe we are enslaved or in bondage this day in the United States of America. Let's pick up reading again, as I said, at verse 4 of chapter 27 of Jeremiah. And command them to say unto their masters, thus saith Yah the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, thus shall you say unto your masters. And I want you sheep to understand that my readings or this Bible study is inclusive of every nation on earth. My assignment was to feed my sheep, and because I told God I'm not smart enough to understand it. And I wasn't. I said, you need to tell me in uncertain terms what I'm to do. And about 9 or 10 years later, he came back to me in a dream, said, minister unto the people, and fear not, I am with you. I woke up because I didn't want this type of assignment. But now that I'm doing it, I love it. Verse 4, and I think that Satan is trying to cut me off from reading the Word of God, the Bible, because he has begun to mess with my voice, and he's been messing with it for a while now. Verse 4, and command them to say unto their masters, thus said Yah, the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, thus shall you say unto your masters, I have made the earth, the man, and the beast, and beasts are animals that are upon the ground, by my great power and by my outstretched arm, and have given it unto whom it seemed meet unto me. Verse 6, and now I have given all these lands unto the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and the beasts are animals again, of the field have I given him also to serve him. Verse 7, and all the nations shall serve him and his son and his son's sons until the very time of his land come. And then many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of him. And I'm in verse 8 now. And it shall come to pass that the nations and kingdom which will not serve the same Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and that will not put their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, that nation will I punish. And this is why we punish black folk in the United States of America. And y'all, if you do not understand what I'm saying, I'm saying that we are the real Israelites. Those Israelites who are in Israel now, tell me, when were you in bonds and yokes with chains on your necks or on your ankles or your wrists? We have proof of that in the United States, that this was done to the black folk. Let's pick up reading where I left off. Says the Lord. As a matter of fact, let me go back to verse 8, the beginning of it. And it shall come to pass that the nation and kingdom which will not serve the same Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and that will not put their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, that nation will I punish, says Yah the Lord, with the sword and with the famine. We have gone hungry. Famine is like a food. And with pestilence. Pestilence are diseases until I have consumed them by hand. Verse 9. Therefore hearken. Hearken means to listen intensely. Not to your prophets, nor to your diviners. Those people believe, diviners believe in magic. Nor to your dreamers, nor to your enchanters, they believe in magic, nor to your sorcerers, those witches and warlocks, which speak unto you, saying, ye shall not serve the king of Babylon. Well, if you don't serve the king of Babylon, you will be punished. And look at black folk in America. We have been called different names. We've been called Negro, Negresses, African American, whatever, different names. We've been made fun of. Let's read verse 10. For they prophesy a lie unto you to remove you far from your land. And that's what has happened to us. And that I should drive you out and you should perish. Many of us have perished. And, of course, we don't know that we are the true or real Israelites. Verse 11, but the nation that bring their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him. Those will I let remain still in their own land, saith Yah the Lord, and they shall till. Till means to plow. Till it, plow it so they can grow their own food and dwell therein. Verse 12, I spake unto Zedekiah, king of Judah, according to all these words, saying, bring your necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him and his people and live. Where will you die? Thou shalt, thou and thy people, by the sword, by famine, lack of food, by pestilence, that's disease, saith Yah the Lord, has spoken, as Yah the Lord has spoken against the nation that will not serve the king of Babylon. So we didn't serve the king of Babylon. Therefore, verse 14, therefore hearken not, hearken means listen carefully or intensely, not unto the words of the prophets that speak unto you, saying, ye shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie unto you. Verse 15, for I have not sent them, said Yah the Lord, yet they prophesy a lie in my name, that I might drive you out, and that ye might perish, ye and the prophets that prophesy unto you. Verse 16, also I spake to the priests and to all his people, saying, thus said Yah the Lord, hearken not to the words of your prophets that prophesy unto you, saying, behold, the vessels of Yah the Lord's house shall now shortly be brought again from Babylon, for they prophesy a lie unto you. God is going to bring us back, not what some man says. Verse 17, hearken not unto them, serve the king of Babylon and live. Wherefore should this city be laid waste? Verse 18, but if they be prophets, and if the word of Yah the Lord be with them, let them now make intercession to Yah the Lord of hosts, that the vessels which are left in the house of Yah the Lord and in the house of the king of Judah and at Jerusalem go not to Babylon. Verse 19, but thus said Yah the Lord of hosts, concerning the pillars, and concerning the sea, and concerning the bases, and concerning the residue of the vessels that remain in this city. Stock, the residue of the vessel, those are people. Verse 20, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took not when he cried, when he carried away Captain Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, from Jerusalem to Babylon, and all the nobles of Judah and Jerusalem. Yea, thus said Yah the Lord of hosts of Israel, concerning the vessels that remain in the house of Judah and in the house of the king of Judah and Jerusalem. They shall be carried to Babylon, and there shall they be until the day that I visit them, saith Yah the Lord. Then will I bring them up and restore them in this place. We have finished reading Jeremiah chapter 27, and that's why I say God is going to restore us. He says, then will I bring them, restore them to this place. Sheep, let's have a closing word of prayer, and let's make it quick. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for all the goodness that you show to us, especially keeping the evil one away from us. I say this prayer in Yahweh's name, Jesus. Amen. Remember, sheep, take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next Sabbath. Amen. Amen. Oh, remember, always remember, God loves you more than I. I'll speak with you next Sabbath.